Women exaggerate problems they have at work.
Yeah, and there are a whole host of questions like that which are part of this ambivalent sexism inventory scale. I did take the test earlier. Thankfully, apparently I came out as less sexist than average, but could still improve. So not full marks on that. The test has been used in a whole host of research, but most recently in a piece of work by researchers at Michigan State University to determine the link between popular culture and sexism. And they were focusing specifically on the book The 50 Shades of Grey, and they found apparently that readers of that book were more likely to be sexist. But it does raise a question of, can you measure sexism? Can we even define sexism? There's a load of confusion about it, and there will be lots of people out there, men and women, who will say, I don't know, is it sexist for a guy to offer to stand up and give him a woman his seat? I don't know whether we had it in that clip, but as part of the test, there is a statement that is put out, is it always the right thing to do to say women and children first in the event of a disaster situation? So it's kind of difficult sometimes to pick your way through what exactly is sexism. But we're going to try and do this for the next sort of 15 minutes or so. And I'm joined in this endeavour by Avril Lehman, who's a psychologist, Karen Boyle, who is the Director of Gender and Feminist Studies at the University of Stirling, Cara Brown, co-director of the YWCA, and our single male, Jim Lavery, literary expert. So good morning to you all.
Outnumbered as usual.
Well, my outnumbered as usual. Oh, don't start from a disadvantage, Jim. You're all right. Avril, can I start with you just to get a little bit of information on this particular scale? I mean, can you measure sexism?
Well, I think you can certainly try. And I think the problem is it's often one of those words that's bandied around as an insult. But I think there's very measurable aspects of this. But one of the problems is that for so many people it's unconscious, and that's for men and women, I would say, that we don't realise we're doing it. And what they've done here is look at a couple of aspects. One, the sort of overt hostile criticism, which certainly my work is with women leaders a lot of the time, and they report this a lot of the time. You know, if a woman gets a job, it'll often be remarked that it's because she's a woman. If a man gets a job, nobody ever remarks it's because they're a man. And the benevolent sexism aspect I come across a lot, that male managers are often quite kind to their women staff, which means that they don't give them as stretching jobs or as many opportunities. And I would call that benevolent sexism. And it's not that we're saying these are bad people. It's just that people have quite deep-held, old-fashioned beliefs, and they operate on them without realising what's driving their behaviour.
So in terms of benevolent sexism, then an example would be, I mean, and I know it's a cliche and I apologise for it, but it's often quoted, you know, the man who gets up to give a woman a seat on a train or whatever, that would be termed as benevolent sexism, would it?
Well, I think, you know,
I love that sigh.
It's a tricky one because I had a below average on the hostile, but I had a 1.55, which was still below average on the benevolent. But I think I should be able to give a man a seat if he looks knackered at the end of the day. Okay, if a woman's wearing stupid heels, give her a seat. You know, it's about respecting individuals.
But we never have that discussion about women getting up to give a man a seat, unless it's a very elderly person.
Yes, my husband's getting insulted these days because several occasions younger women have offered him seats when he still thinks he's a lothario.
He's outraged. You sexist, he says to them. Are they being sexist? A young woman who gets up to give, let's say, a 65-year-old gentleman a seat, which she will see as very old, sadly, is that sexist?
Well, he might be being ageist, but actually it's being kind and respectful and good-mannered. And I think we shouldn't mistake good manners. I'd hold the door open for anybody. I wouldn't expect somebody to let a door slam in my face. And I've had men do that because they don't want to look as if they're being sexist. No, they're just being rude. So we have to think about treating people well, whatever their gender. But I think the sexism is so deep-seated in our culture and in our business cultures, where I'm seeing it all the time. And the problem is that men in the main, nice men, good men, do not see it. They do not see that there's any problem. They think it's all fixed. They think women are great. and they don't see the things that women get fed up with on a daily basis.
There's this distinction that you make between hostile and benevolent sexism, and you've given a couple of examples of those. But do they bleed into each other?
I think they do, because if, you know, the benevolent sexism often is predicated on you sticking with what people believe you should be. You know, if you're being a nice girl, then people will be benevolent. If you're a career woman, then somehow it can flip into hostility, because you're not sticking within the stereotype that way at the back of people's minds they still believe. And women can be as judgmental. There was a horrible piece I saw on LinkedIn, and I won't give the woman a name, who wrote a long letter about Sheryl Sandberg, saying maybe don't lean in as much.
The Facebook CEO, yeah.
Yes. And you think, wow, this woman was turning on a woman who's been very successful in her field, you know, because you should be at home with your children. So when people, you cross a line, and suddenly, if you're not being a sainted, virginal, fabulous mother at home all the time, then you're fair game.
Yeah. And it's another really interesting point that you make, and that when we talk about sexism, that there tends to be a kind of low-level presumption that that is male-on-female sexism, which is actually a falsehood, because sexism is a concept, albeit ill-defined, which, you know, you can plug into regardless of your gender. I'm not sure, Avril, despite your best efforts, whether or not people will be feeling any clearer on what sexism is, and I'm dying to hear what Jim thinks just after this.
Get It On with Brian Burnett.
On tonight's Get It On, we're on the move. Trains and boats and planes. I'm looking for songs about planes. Trains.